Blog Talk Radio.
So we can get an understanding, amen. If you feel like shouting, you can shout. Come on. If you feel like speaking in tongues, you can speak in tongues. Come on. You feel like coming down to the altar while I'm ministering, come to the altar. Oh, come on, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you feel like, amen, that you, amen, just need to wave your hand and say thank you, Lord. You can say
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Is that all right? Because where the Spirit is, there is liberty.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody say where the Spirit is.
Where the Spirit is.
There is liberty.
There is liberty.
But if there's a wrong spirit,
I'm Come on, y'all, say, I'm so love. Come on, you shout. Come on, say, I'm so love.
Find out what your talent is in the desert. What are you going to do? Find out. the Lord. Talking about, actually talking about the Lord himself, appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. Come on, say a flame of fire.
A flame of fire.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God has to, if they get your attention with something, you will respond to. God has to get your attention with something that you will respond to. Hallelujah. See, that place was a holy place. And he spoke through the fire, say the fire. See, some things you want to go through being, in order for it to be a holy ground like what Moses was on, and it's all got to purge some stuff out of you. He got to pull some deliverances on you.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. There's some things that you got to be willing to let go. Say, let go.
Let go.
Oh, come on, somebody. And why? Because they wouldn't let some things go. That's why I took them 40 years in the desert. And to show them how, glory to God, to walk in the spirit of humility, to walk in the spirit of God. Say, humility in the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Say, by.
By
the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost to walk in humility. You see, you walk around hurting, and I'm this and I'm that, and you got the Holy Ghost. You ain't got to pray, you ain't got to speak, you ain't got to try to figure it out, you don't need no counsel, you don't need no prophet. Those folk in half say, because if you got the Holy Ghost, even when you don't like somebody, you will show them in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. And that's why I can't even down in prayer. And I don't say, Lord, fill me. Say, Lord, God, fill me. It takes time. You got to be intimate. Y'all can say I'm phones because they stuff on church. Get intimate with the Lord. Come on, this is, I got to see that. Matthew 6 and 30, he said, give them hunger and thirst. See, they got to be on such a hunger in you to get out of your own system. To get stuff out of your system. They've been around 40 years ago, and you're talking to get stuff out of their system. And this is what the Lord is saying this year. You got to get some stuff out of your system from your past in order to get what God's trying to put in you in this year. Come on, somebody. Come on, say, old son,
I release you.
I'm not going to hold it. In my system. No. You got to pray. I ain't going to hold it. I'm not going to hold it. I'm not going to blame nobody. I'm not going to blame the devil. I'm going to stop blaming the devil. The devil ain't telling you to pick that thing up. The devil ain't telling you to drink that cigar, that cigarette. And, you know, my Facebook and my poop book. Amen. And my seat book. Come on, somebody. All these other books. Y'all come on, somebody. The devil ain't told you to get on that. So you got a home for wrong things, the wrong things will find you. But when you got a home for righteous things, righteous things will find you. I feel this. Stay righteous. Things getting ready to find me. Righteous things getting ready to find me this year. Righteous things getting ready to run me now this year. I'm not going to let my adult children obligate me. I'm not going to let my promotion die. My adult friends obligate me. Come on. I'm not going to let anybody obligate me to begin to do sin this year. Come on, say, they won't let nobody obligate me. Why? Because it's a burning bush. Hallelujah. Burning bush. Say, burning bush. Burning bush. See, that burning bush will schedule your miracle call. When you got a hunger, it will schedule your deliverance. Moses, amen, he was in a place, Susan Nessa, he was in a place to receive a word from God. Where have you been in a place to receive his area? A word from God. Oh, that's the question. I suggest to you this year that you need to be in a place. That God, amen, will give you a word that the devil can't erase.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Just get it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get it, Lord. He looked at the hole, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Come on, somebody. That flame of fire was in a place where it shouldn't be on fire. Come on, somebody. That shows, amen, the dignity of God in the presence of I am. Come on, somebody. And it shows that there's some things that God can really do for you that flesh can't do, God. There's a supernatural thing that God can really release to you right now. That the devil can stop in your life. Y'all really went on back there. Come on. There's something you ready to happen in your life. That you ready to burn so good inside you. That the enemy that reach you will not pull it. Oh, I wish I had it to be.
Some words trying to take you out, but no weapon formed. There is a thing that's trying to kill you, but no weapon.
Come on, give God praise. Come on, come here.